The underlying premise of a spiritual partnership is a sacred commitment between the partners to assist each other's spiritual growth. What makes a spiritual or sacred partnership is that the souls within the partnership understand that they are together in a committed relationship, but the commitment is not to physical security. It is, rather, to be with each other's physical lives as they reflect spiritual consciousness. The bond between spiritual partners exists as solidly as it does in marriage, but for significantly different reasons. Spiritual partners are not together in order to quell each other's financial fears, or because they can produce a house in the suburbs and that entire conceptual framework. Spiritual partners bond with an understanding that they are together because it is appropriate for their souls to grow together. They recognize that their growth may take them to the end of their days in this incarnation and beyond, or it may take them to 6 months. They cannot say that they will be together forever. The duration of their partnership is determined by how long it is appropriate for their evolution to be together. All of the vows that a human being can take cannot prevent the spiritual path from exploding through and breaking those vows if the spirit must move on. It is appropriate for spiritual partners to remain together only as long as they grow together. Spiritual partnership is a much freer and more spiritually accurate dynamic than marriage, because spiritual partners come together from a position of spirit and consciousness. Spiritual partners commit to a growing dynamic. Their commitment is truly a promise toward their own growth, to their own spiritual survival and enhancement, and not to their physical. The archetype of spiritual partnership is new to the human experience. Just as external power is no longer appropriate to our evolution, the archetype of marriage is no longer appropriate. This does not mean that the institution of marriage will disappear overnight. Marriages will continue to exist, but marriages that succeed will only succeed with the consciousness of spiritual partnership. The partners in those marriages contribute through their participation in them to the archetype of spiritual partnership. When an individual invokes the energy of the archetype of spiritual partnership, not only the partnership that it forms with another individual is affected, but also its community, nation, and the global village. Your decision to evolve consciously through responsible choice contributes not only to your own evolution, but also to the evolution of all those aspects of humanity in which you participate. It is not just you that is evolving through your decisions, but the entirety of humanity. If you wish the world to become loving and compassionate, become loving and compassionate yourself. If you wish to diminish fear in the world, diminish your own. These are the gifts that you can give. The fear that exists between nations is a macrocosm of the fear that exists between individuals. The perception of power as external that separates nations is the same that exists between individuals. The love, clarity, and compassion that emerge within the individual that chooses consciously to align itself with its soul is the same that will bring sexes, races, nations, and neighbors into harmony with each other. There is no other way.